USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has tweeted no redos for the Dems. He's talking about special counsel Robert Mueller saying he shouldn't testify before Congress. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin on CBS's Face the Nation.
There's so many unanswered questions. Remember, there are two volumes to the Mueller report. The first volume deals with Russian interference in our election. Much of that is redacted. We need to know what they did, which led to the indictment of Russians by Mueller and led to, I hope, a new resolve by the United States to never let it happen again.
The Republican point of view from Louisiana Senator John Kennedy on NBC's Meet the Press.
Many of my Democratic friends thought that Mueller was going to indict the president. And so the Mueller report was kind of like a hair on their biscuit. And now they don't know what to do, so they're attacking Bill Barr. And my feeling about it is it's time to move on.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
North Korea has acknowledged that leader Kim Jong-un did observe this weekend's launch of projectiles, calling it a drill. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this on Fox News Sunday.
We still have every intention of negotiating a good resolution with North Korea to get them to denuclearize. We've known it would be a long path. We've known it wouldn't be straightforward. But I have extended our negotiating hand to the North Koreans since Hanoi. We've heard back from them. I extend my hand to continue those negotiations. We want to continue to work towards a peaceful resolution to achieve denuclearization, fully verified.
The death toll has climbed to at least 41 after an Aeroflot jet crash-landed in Moscow and caught fire. Reporter Alec Loon is in Moscow.
The Aeroflot flight with 78 on board was forced to land minutes after takeoff. Passengers fled the fire via inflatable evacuation slides. Two children were among the dead. Lightning or an electrical fire may be to blame.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At least 13 people are dead after a fire broke out Sunday aboard an Aeroflot flight in Russia. Videos on social media show the plane engulfed in flames on the tarmac and people evacuating through emergency slides. A community is mourning a fallen hero after a Mooresville, North Carolina police officer was shot and killed during a routine traffic stop Saturday night. Mayor Miles Atkins says the loss of Officer Jordan Harris Sheldon is hard to comprehend.
This isn't a number for us. This is a real person. And we're heartbroken. And the pain and sorrow that we feel is... can't express it.
32-year-old K-9 officer Jordan Sheldon was shot and killed after pulling over 28-year-old Michael Aldana, who was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. There are two frozen food recalls in the news, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
One of the recalls is for 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand because of a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice may have milk as an ingredient which was not listed on the product labels. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods has recalled 12 million pounds of chicken strips. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken strip items were produced between October 1st and March 8th, with use-by dates of October 1st, 2019 through March 7th of 2020. That recall is because of potential metal contamination, as small pieces of metal have been found in some of those products.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.